here at the 2018 Money 2020 in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the Coney DBX. Sweet. Yeah, the Experience Center. And we're here with Coney DBX's very own Sid Singh. Sid, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. How's the show going so far? I know you're being pulled in 100 different directions, so I appreciate you taking time.
Yeah. No, it's great. I mean, we have a great presence here this year, and I love it. I mean, so far, it sounds like a great overall show, and you know, a lot of exhibitors. So,
Oh, I think there's like 11,000 people here, It's a pretty big one. Hey, the topic at hand is Meet the RoboBank, and when I saw this, I immediately went to RoboCop. You know? But what is the RoboBank? What is it? Can you give us a quick summary of what it is?
So let me just start out by saying, it was interesting. I checked into my hotel on Sunday, and there's a little tablet right next to my bed, and I picked that up. And there's a button right there that says Robo Delivery. So I can actually go ahead and order, sundries and snacks and coffee and stuff, and the robot will come out and deliver it to my room.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Not even making this up. This is right here in Vegas. This is a real thing. So, you know, just to kind of take things back, right, to the banking industry.
Sure.
RoboBank is not RoboCop. There's some banks that have actually had real robots in there, but we're not talking about real physical robots.
Okay.
This is all financial interaction and making it more personal for the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just think about what's happening as of today, there are already a lot of operations that a human would have done in traditional banking that are now done by software.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's still a lot of friction, and a lot of that is due to the fact that there isn't a good enough end-to-end digital infrastructure to kind of carry things all the way forward.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're seeing is their software is just turning the gears half circle. So what we need to do get to a true RoboBank is to be able to turn it full circle and then be able to connect to other things that are able to turn full circle. I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Fraud used to be something that, you know, when you sign up for a new account, you fill out all your particulars, get sent back to an analyst or some sort of an operations person.
Right.
They're looking at it, they're punching it into a computer, they're getting some results back, and based on that, they're making a decision whether to offer you a product or not. All of that is completely automated today. Now I'm able to, with Coney's product, I'm able to apply for a product or a checking account right there. It's doing a liveliness check, a fraud verification, credit check. It's doing all of that real time through orchestration and APIs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, it's basically a software robot working in the back end, right?
So
that's kind of where I think
that's the robo came from.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of the robots that you see, like in the software, you know, terminology that have been deployed in the banks, it's generally to improve efficiency, reduce costs.
Mm-hmm.
The consumer's not necessarily seeing the benefits of it right away, but that's where I think we're going to get to, or we're going to be able to get to once you have that digital infrastructure. And that's why we're really excited with Coney, that the foundation that Coney brings to a bank is creating that digital infrastructure.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not necessarily, you know, tied to your older legacy technical systems that prevent you from doing that.
Yeah, exactly. And so that kind of leads me to the significance of this. I mean, is it kind of keeping up with the Joneses in the retail environment?
Because
we're used to that kind
of
environment.
Right.
So is this kind of, this is the way we're going?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd say even further, because I think what you're going to see is, yeah, I mean, it's clearly different from the retail and the social space. Social as well, right? So if you think of it, if I look at my banking activity, you know, I have a few bank accounts, a few institutions, I go in and open up balances view activity. There's ways to consolidate into like a single application using PFM and others.
Yeah.
But it would be cool if I just be able to view all of my transactions as a newsfeed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? With moments and activity.
Yeah.
So I know if I went to a sushi dinner with my friend last night, it's the actual social moment and the transaction associated with it kind of immediately makes the link
to that.
Very
nice, yeah.
And again, if you have that information available, this is where, again, the whole digital infrastructure and the robo keeps up, because the robo is always available. An agent always isn't, right? So the selling job that a typical, you know, upsell or those kind of relationship jobs that you used to be able to see can be handled intimately with analytics, machine learning, AI, and those kind of things. So give you another example. Why do people generally apply for credit cards? There's two major reasons. They want to get rewards. The other one is they typically apply whether they're taking a big vacation or there's a big expense coming up, so they want to be able to, you know, spread that cost up.
Gotcha.
So if I have all that spending history and, you know, not just spending history, but behavior patterns of a user, and I know when a big expense is coming up, I may be able to offer them a personal loan to cover that amount as opposed to offering them a credit card. And again, it's a more, you know, intimate experience. You feel that you're known. So you're able to customize banking products to a customer.
Wow.
That's the amount of, you know, the
that's how
you're
granular
able to get.
We're getting these days.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
So.
Oh my goodness. Well, that answers a significance question for sure.
Yeah.
So. Where can we find out more about, I mean, how close are we to this? Is it happening right now, or?
In some spaces, we're trying to get to more, you know, engaged experiences and you know, more what you could call always available experiences. So, as I said, account opening is one of the initial spaces or problem we're trying to solve. If we're able to solve that in a completely frictionless way, in a completely automated fashion, I think that's good. That's good. And I think with Kony, there's some customers that are already down that path. I think the next one we're going to want to solve is mortgage and loans, and that's another area. So again, another concept we've been working with Kony is we integrate the home buying experience within a mortgage experience. So right now you go ahead and look at Zillow and look at your house, you know, your property, do all that research, then you go out and fill out a bunch of forms. Here you can get into a banking application, it'll let you shop for a property, add, you know, your things, and then apply for the loan, pre-qualify, so you're right there connected with your, you know, your real estate agent, right?
One-stop shop.
Exactly.
Love it. Oh my gosh, to have that all integrated with your banking. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. So cool. All right, what's next? What can we see coming down the turnpike to kind of wrap up here?
More of these kind of experiences. Okay. But yeah, I'd be love to be able to see taking a concept of a digital wallet and making it a real wallet. Right now, again, my point is you have these fragmented wallet systems. I want to be able to have one view of my money, but I also be able to initiate transactions. Right now, I can go to a mint and look at what I'm doing, but I want to be able to pay bills. I want to be able to, you know,
you want to go all over the place. Exactly. You want to go to one place and do all your stuff right there.
All these little robots working in microbots.
Oh, those bots, those bots. Well, very cool. Yeah. Anything else to add, Sid, here? I mean, this is fascinating stuff. I mean, this is like, it's really exciting.
It is.
I mean, we're living in really exciting times right now, so it's really fun
and
to
I
see.
And I think in the next 3 to 4 years, this will be something that is going to be table stakes for banking.
Oh, no doubt. All right, Sid, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Yeah.